Welcome to another episode of Hustle and Grind. sorry, I'm usually professional. I wasn't expecting our beer showered Mike Gallo to be already on, ready to go, drinking whiskey from the bottle. What is that?
No. Hey, we're talking baseball, so we got body armor here.
body armor. So, welcome to another episode of Hustle and Grind, powered by Stables Media and sponsored by VIP Bets and Wager Attack. We have obviously Mike Gallo, which has already taken over the show from us, and the real Joe Ben. So,
hey guys,
Joe.
Well, I want to say happy Monday, happy March 1st, everyone. We're excited for today's show. Mike, I am so excited you are here. We've been wanting to have you on for a couple weeks now, but
yeah,
you know, you keep turning us down, and I'm glad you showed up tonight.
Yeah, I know. I've had Little League start back up. California's opening up. Baseball is in the air. It's March. Nice. I'm pumped up. You know, spring training games. I just was in Arizona over the weekend, and Arizona was already getting filled up with tons of baseball fans because they're letting fans into the stadiums down here. So, you know, hey, COVID's gone in Arizona.
they're the one state that it's gone in. Nice, good.
And Florida,
good for Arizona.
Florida.
Oh, yeah. Florida, yeah. Well, Florida, yeah. They never had COVID.
Yeah, they never. Disneyland's been open the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, go ahead, guys. Awesome.
Hey,
let's talk.
Well, you guys, if you don't know who Mike Gallo is, I don't know if you know anything about baseball. Ex-Houston Astros pitcher, left-handed, which is saying a lot. Are you ambidextrous? How do you say that?
Ambidextrous.
No? Yeah, I'm not ambidextrous. No. I do everything left-handed. I mean, everything. But the only thing I did have to teach, I had to teach myself to cut scissors with my right hand because – in grade school, there was only two pairs of left-handed scissors per classroom, and usually it was kind of weird, but every time I was in class, there was a lot of lefties, and I had to teach myself right-handed.
I love that. I just want to thank everyone for watching here. Taylor is part of the network, Michigan Sports Truth, so thank you for watching and joining in. We're going to have a great show today, you guys. Mike, we're hoping to get your thoughts on spring training. We're also hoping to hear, I want to hear your story. I know you talked something about batting averages and superstitions, what you do when that is not going well. And yeah, we just want to have some fun with you today. So we've also got, we got Stephanie watching as well.
Stephanie, right on. No, it's funny, you guys, because I did call into the local radio station down here. AM 570, Fox Sports. I believe it's Fox Sports Radio. But I called in because one of the beat writers for the Dodgers was talking about Kenley Jansen is going to get the opportunity to start the year as the closer in his final year of his contract. And my biggest concern with that was I'm calling in the show because there's got to be other options here because his velocity has just been going down, down, down. As a closer, you can't do that. In Major League Baseball, you got to be throwing 95 plus to be a closer now. That's just the way it is. But I did get on the radio for a quick second, and I told him who I was. And, of course, the guy asked me about Long Beach State Baseball, the college where I played at. And they said, well, they haven't been pumping out, you know, the usual players in the pros or they're not winning ball games. I said, well, last year they were a top 15 team. And then they're flying to Tulane, and that's when the season got canceled, and they were a top 15 in the country. So college baseball is ramping up too. So it's really big down here in SoCal because there's a lot of baseball teams. So, you know, it's going to be exciting. And, I mean, I wish spring training was right here in Southern California, but unfortunately it's in Arizona, which is about a five-hour car ride.
Wow. Are you going to head out there for any of it?
You know, tickets are limited, and they're really expensive. If someone offers me a free ticket to a ball game, I might venture down there.
So if anyone's listening that has free tickets, Mike might be looking for some.
You know, my middle name is free, you know?
Yeah. Well, you gotta get what you can. I'm actually really excited to hear about how spring training goes for you professional players. So
there's two different sides. Are you a minor league spring training player or are you a big league invite or on that 40-man roster going to spring training. So there's definitely two different worlds when you go to spring training as a player.
Yeah, so with the preseason games they're going to play, are they bringing up a bunch of the newer guys just to test them out in the preseason games, and then they mix in some of the veterans, or?
Yeah, it's kind of similar to the NFL preseason. You know, when we all watch NFL preseason games, unfortunately, I'm not a big fan of them, but, you know, they are a time to test out your young bucks, your prospects, to get their feet wet and see what it's like to be in the big league spring training. So, right now, but don't get me wrong, there are some, like, middle, I don't want to say veterans, but guys that have been in the league a couple years that are amped and they're ready to go, and they're in that lineup the first couple games. But pitchers, like today, Trevor Bauer threw for the Dodgers, I believe, today, or maybe it was yesterday, I think it was today, and strict pitch counts. I was in a conversation with somebody on Facebook in regards to Tyler Chatwin or Chatwood, one of the pitchers for – I forgot what team it was – threw 20 pitches. He had the bases loaded. He was just having a terrible first inning. And in spring training, they're allowed to do this. In and out. And if you guys know what that means, basically the pitcher has hit his pitch count. He didn't get three outs. Let's exchange sides. I'm going to kick my dog's ass. Anyways. Overall, to the point where the other team gets the – you know, they just basically don't want the pitchers to throw that many pitchers because they're all on pitch regiments, and they got to build them up so they don't get hurt.
Yeah, they don't throw their arm out or anything like that, just trying to check whatever they can.
Yeah, fans don't like that. They're like, we want to see this guy. Bring in the bullpen, and it's not like the regular season. Each team only has so many arms that are scheduled to throw that day based on their bullpen day and all that stuff.
Yeah, no, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, no worries, but I'm telling you, spring training on the big league side is a lot of fun. Pitchers, if you're just a pitcher, which most of us, if you're either a pitcher or a position player, if you're not throwing that day, you get your work in the morning, and by the time the game goes, you're not required to stay unless you're pitching that day. And you can go have a nice afternoon on the golf, go out on the golf range and, you know, go play a game of golf. Or, you know, I always love this time of year because March Madness is coming, so in the clubhouse, we get the brackets going, and everybody would put in, especially on the big league side, everybody would put in $100, $200 a sheet, and then we'd have the brackets in the training room. I don't know if it's still legal if you can do that, but that's what we did. It was just, it was, no. But, you know, we would get out, and if I was in Florida, and we would get down there and try and find a Hooters or a Wing House or a cool ale house and all the TVs so we can watch basketball games and the March Madness that kicks on. So we had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun in spring training. I know that. But, you know, once you get your work done, you get out. They want you to get your work done and leave unless you're playing for the game. And you get a nice little bonus. You know, you're not getting a paycheck yet, but you're getting about $1,500 a week per diem, you know, to go out and spend money and do what you want to do with it. Go out.
Why not then? Yeah, you better be golfing.
Yeah, golf.
Especially in Arizona, like, geez.
Oh yeah.
So is there any like, I know you can't really, you know, it's not really really as legal now. Is there anything like hazing for some of those new guys or?
Ooh, that doesn't happen until the season starts. The rookie.
Okay. Yeah, whoever's on the team, that's when they start doing that stuff. Okay.
Yeah, if you're on that 25-man roster when the season breaks, or I don't know, I have to look at this, you guys, because I need to see if. The rosters did – I know for COVID season, for the 60-game season, the rosters did expand. I wonder if they're going back down to 26 or 25. I forgot what it was.
I've been looking, and I can't find that information. It seems like an unknown right now.
You know what? Go ahead and just I don't have the access to Google it. Just type in 2021 Major League roster size. You know, MLB roster size for the 2021 season. That'd be the key word to type in there. But if I find out, Joe, I'll text you. I'll let you guys know. Cammy, I'll let you know too. But you know, it's going to be weird, though. I think that this season they're still going to allow extra innings with a runner on second base. Is that still going to happen like they did last season? I need to look at that too. But I did know doubleheaders. It's going to be 2 7-inning games, not 9-inning games. Oh, Vasu.
Vasu, 26. There you go. Yep. Good job, Vasu.
And roster. So
got to leave it to the professional like Vasu to get that in. So we'll start texting him as we're on the show.
Yeah, no, like, Vasu, right there. Oh, Lisa Diaz. Ooh, I have a question about who bets on preseason. Nobody bets on preseason baseball.
Absolutely not. And I see so many handicappers giving out bets on this right now, and I shake my head because all they're doing is flipping a coin, you guys. Well, it's not worth betting on preseason.
Like Mike just said, too, like they're rotating guys in and out, so you have no idea who's playing. So it's too hard to make a guess on, and it's a guess. It's a big guess on who's going to win. And honestly, it's preseason, so why would you even bet on that anyways?
Right, right. Odds makers don't have those numbers because you literally a double A guy might be getting in the game and you don't know those guys yet, you know? So
no.
Overall, I would think odds makers would try and set over and under on how long a spring training game would go.
Yeah, exactly.
So that's one of those things. But spring training is just I'll never forget. I know I can keep talking about this, but my very first spring training where I was going to minor league camp, not big league camp, me and a couple buddies, we literally drove from Southern California all the way to Kissimmee, Florida, which is outside of Orlando. We made it up.
That's a long drive.
In a car. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. It was – I'll never forget. I remember driving through West Texas around 1 o'clock in the morning, and there's deer running across the highway. And if one of those deer actually – you hit one of those, it's like hitting another car. I guess it just damages it. They could run through your windshield. I was hearing nightmare stories.
We've got a lot of deer in Canada here. And like, yeah, if you're driving in a low car, they'll just take their legs out and they'll come right through the front windshield.
Oh, and people died that way too, right?
Oh yeah, they're 400 pounds of 400 pounds of meat coming through your window.
Yeah, kiss me, Florida.
You're not gonna make it.
No, it's cool, but I'll never forget and that was my first time being introduced to a place called Waffle House. Are you guys familiar with a Waffle House?
I've heard of Waffle House. I think you mentioned it before.
I've heard of it because I think it's pretty big in the States there, but we don't have any in Canada here.
They're not in California. There are in Arizona, and my trip in Arizona, and I didn't get a chance to see Lady D when I was down there. I know it was her birthday weekend, and I missed her because we didn't stay very long because I had the in-laws with me and we had to get out of Dodge. So I'm getting back to Arizona soon, especially now with fans being allowed to go to spring training games. And then, you know, I'm a hockey fan. The Kings are going to play the Coyotes again. And if they're not trying to gouge, I'd like to go see a hockey game. So I'll be back there for that. But, okay, what's Stephanie asking?
Yeah, so Stephanie's
asking.
This
is a great
question. So it is actually a really good question. So if someone's coming up, like they're just testing their feet and getting their feet wet, if they go into the spring training and they do really well, can they sign a contract there to play in the big leagues?
So that's a great, great, great question. So
that is a very good question.
Every major league team, when spring training happens, I think they still do this. They'll have what they call non-roster invitees. Basically, they're free agent. I guess they're free agent, or they sign a minor league contract with a chance possibly to go to the big leagues. Now, in the major leagues, you got 40 roster spots. And out of those 40, 26 of them are in the big leagues. The rest of them are in the minor leagues or they're hurt. DL, 60 days, I don't know.
IR, whatever it is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So basically what it comes down to, let's say you got your 26-man roster and then there's a battle for the lefty bullpen spot in the big leagues, whatever. So the only way a guy can make that team is if, A, someone gets taken off that 40-man roster, there's a spot available, and the 26 man out of that 40. So it's basically they got to create a roster spot for you to make the team out of spring training if you're a non-roster invitee. Now, if you're a double-A player and you're still not protected, it's the same thing. For that double-A player to go from double-A to the big leagues because he had a lights-out spring training and they maybe had him on the board as a possible outfield spot if so-and-so got hurt or something. You know, they want to give him a chance, but that's really rare for a double-A guy to go flying to the big leagues like that.
So it's like a 2% chance. Like, you'd have to really do something special, or someone would have to be injured in that position and have somebody else to fill it, and you're the best person for it.
Right, right. And, okay. You know, I think back to all the one thing, I don't want to say it was all rosies and balloons and big league food and all that in spring training and golf. There were still some stressful times, especially for me. I was out there trying to fight for a spot, and the only time I really actually had a comfortable spring training was the following year after I pitched in the World Series in 2005. I finally felt like, you know what?
I can relax a little bit.
Yeah, and you know, it's like gosh, the things I know now, if I could have went back then and just, I probably would have been so relaxed. But I felt like the environment that the Astros put me in was like, I always had a fight for my job. And yeah, to me, I kind of like it like that instead of just, but you still see
it. Brings you your competitive side, right?
Yeah. And at the same time, though, I was bummed out if I had a bummed outing, you know? I was like, yeah, great. I had the little voice in my head going, oh, crap, I walked a lefty or I gave up a hit to a lefty. I might be going back to AAA now, you know? I had those little voices in my head.
Yeah.
Well, they're always going to be there, right?
Right. So, you know, but like I said, 2005, I went into spring training really, really confident that, like, I was going to be the guy. And but then we signed another lefty named Trevor Miller, gave him $1 million guaranteed. And I
hate, like, Trevor Miller. Hate him.
You know,
I'm joking.
No, you remember him. He's a nice guy, but he made a lot of money playing the game, being a left-handed pitcher. And I'll never forget, after the World Series, I'm like, why would we go out and spend money on another lefty? And then I was thinking, are you gonna have two lefties in the bullpen? And they did. We broke camp with two lefties, and then I was the early lefty specialist, and then he was the later lefty.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, I was gonna ask you that.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. No, I was just gonna say, how many pitchers are normally in the bullpen?
So that's a funny question now, because there's 26 guys or 26 man rosters. So back in the day, it was always up, are we going to carry 11 or are we going to carry 12 pitchers? It was either 11 or 12 and the rest position players. So 11 or 12. But as you all could see in this last COVID World Series, half the team was pitching, it seemed like.
It did.
So you see what happens when you got that many pitchers. Hell, I think the Dodgers won that last game with like 8 pitchers. Everybody threw an inning, you know, or except for Urias.
Yeah.
Urias throwing the last 3 innings. So, yeah. Hey, where's Lady D tonight? Is she busy?
I asked her to do something for me earlier today. She refused. So I sent her on special assignment indefinitely.
All right. Well, she's probably going to go live.
It'll be a little while before she's back. Maybe, you know, 4 or 5, you know, eternity episodes. She'll come back eventually.
She's on an undercover assignment at probably one of the spring training baseball sites.
She's there right now. Yeah. You know what? She's in Arizona. She's at the spring training. She's doing her her stuff. She's going to give us feedback here pretty soon.
Exactly.
But I wanted to ask you a quick question. So, like, how many, like, for everybody that doesn't really follow baseball as much, how many pitches does a pitcher really have in him? I know it's different for everybody, but, like, the average for, you know, per innings, we got openers, closers, you know, guys that are specialists for certain things. Like, how many pitches do we have before their arm really gets sore?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say sore. I'd say tired before sore.
Tired then.
Yeah, if it's sore, that's not a good thing. It's just tired. Well, are you talking about spring training or when the bell rings and the season starts?
Just when the bell rings. I want to know when the bell rings, when it's actual time to play.
So basically, if you're a starting pitcher, they want you at 5 or 6 innings in your last start before you break camp. They want you at least 5 or 6 innings. So if you factor in, at the worst, 15 pitches an inning, 15, 15, 15, you know, roughly around 100 pitches, you know, close to 100 pitches. They want your pitch count to hit at least 100 pitches if you have no track record of injuries, Tommy John.
Yeah.
That could be a whole nother mess.
Yeah.
So
for sure, there's a lot of different factors there. Sure.
Relievers, they want you to be able to go 2 innings max.
Okay.
So, but it all comes down to this. I mean, Major League Baseball has changed a lot towards the pitch count. And also, analytically speaking, once a pitcher faces 2 times through the lineup, through the order, if a pitcher does that, they don't really want you to face that lineup a third time, because I guess the averages start to go up, which I call bullshit, because what if a guy's dealing, he's shoving it up their ass through 5? Like,
well, yeah, if he's in that zone, right? It's no different than goalies in hockey or anything else. They're in the zone. Yeah, you're right.
It pissed me off. Do you know why Snell's no longer in Tampa Bay? Do you guys want to know why?
No.
Why?
Yeah.
So pissed off that they took him out in that Dodger game after 5 innings when he didn't even give up a run. I think he gave up 1 hit, 2 hits, what? 5 innings, and they took him out, and then the bullpen came
just
in and took the ass. Yeah.
So they just took him out because of, like, the numbers. They're just like, you know what? Even though you're doing really well, we're going to take you out and,
it was
the bench and bring somebody else in.
That's what the kids are now. These managers already have a script, and it's sad.
That's crazy. If a guy's hot, you don't take him out when he's hot.
No, and you know what? I'm not trying to sound like an old-timer baseball player. I didn't play too long ago. But, you know, at 43 years old, I'm like, the game has changed to a part of the – I don't like it. I don't like that they don't bunt guys over anymore. I don't like the shift. I think the shift is bullshit. I get it for a couple guys. Like, if there's a guy that's Deadpool, he's never hit the ball the other way, by all means, shift on that guy. But if you're shifting, I'm seeing the shift way too much. Albert, thank you, buddy. I'm telling you, the game's not enjoyable to watch. It's not as enjoyable to watch when you're seeing no third baseman. You're seeing, you know, sometimes you're seeing only two outfielders and the other outfielders playing in the middle. I mean, this is the type of crap that we do when we're playing slow pitch softball. You know, if we're playing slow pitch softball in a tournament where, you know, we got grown ass men and then we're doing a shift or sometimes we're bringing an outfielder in, it's crazy. So, Blake is going to get hit around by the Dodgers. Okay, in 21. You know what? We'll see, but Blake's got the Dodgers number. I'm just going to say it right now. I can't. Hey, and you know, the radio stations out here are all over the fact that the media is loving the Padres right now in Southern California. They're loving the Padres. I heard a funny thing. Our left side of the infield, or it depends on which way you're looking at it, but basically our third and shortstop is better than the Padres' third and shortstop. I mean, look, if Machado gets hot, you already got – and Tatis Jr.'s already getting paid and hot. Tony's Padres win the division. You know what?
He said this a while ago.
I know. I think it's going to be a – it'll come down to what bullpen is the strongest in September. That's who will win the division. But this NL West that we're talking about here is so top-heavy. Arizona Diamondbacks and the Rockies, they just don't have the pitching. I don't know. I just don't see the pitching holding up. So, to me, you have a bullpen, you go far into the playoffs, and you win ball games. So, we'll see.
So, Mike, when you're talking about how it's more scripted now, do you think for handicappers we should be looking at what these – managers are going to be doing, right? That every five games they're pulling someone no matter what, and the relief pitchers are coming in.
Yes, I think handicappers should be looking at what type of GM is running that team. And GMs have tendencies. They do have tendencies now where, you know, you got to see what they're doing. They're all about matchups. And it's going to be interesting this year because there's a lot of new players on new teams like any other season. But, like, you know, everybody's picking the Dodgers to win 100 games, at least 100 games. They're going to win 100 games. Well, you know what? It's easy to say that after last year because they only played 60. But you know what? I think Kershaw is running on fumes now. He's at that age. Yeah, he did good during the 60 games and whatnot, but – he didn't play every team in the National League, right? I don't think they had enough time to do that, right? In the 60 games last year?
I don't think.
Well, they can't really be tested. They're still being pretty fresh. I mean, how many games are in a regular season? It's 100.
Exactly. You got, you look at 162 games.
Yeah, 162 games a season, and then they only played 60, and then, you know, there's going to be a little bit more fresh.
That's 2 months of baseball. That's it.
Yeah.
Be April, May, June, July. Then we're going to see who's still hanging in there, the dog days of August. To me, August is like the teams that aren't built for the World Series fall apart in August. They do. They fall apart in August. So
is that script based on numbers? That's what I'm wondering. So, like, if they've done like that movie Moneyball, so is it based on numbers? That's where they're following the script. They really only let them play so long, and they pull them out even if they're hot, because the better ratio is if I pull them out early, then we're going to have a better – game based on the numbers over an overall game.
When I say a script, I'm saying, like, okay, the GM and the manager of the field manager and the GM will sit down before a series, I would think, or the analytical people that just graduated from Harvard that's never played the game. It's number crunching. I'm telling you, Joe and Cammy, you guys would be amazed on who's running these baseball teams now. It's these Harvard, Ivy League school people that just crunch numbers. So
like a lawyer and everything else, and they just they're basing it all on numbers. Like he can get to this and this and this, and based on these. So
right, and handicappers, don't they do the same kind of thing with numbers? Right.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So overall, you know, basically it'll say, hey, I got Trevor Bauer going six innings. And then I'm just using the Dodgers, for example. Then we're bringing in Gatorall, the guy that throws 100 miles an hour. We're going to bring him in, and then we're going to line him up with – if he gets in trouble, we're going to go here. They just have these contingency plans.
Because based on numbers, that's what's going to give them the best outcome, they think, because for ratio and everything else. So,
if a lineup's dominated with the left-handers, that there's a lot of hitters in this lineup where there's a lot of lefties and not too many righties, and then they look at the bench and, you know, it's just all breaking it down to me, I think it's totally scripted by pitchers. They already know who they're – throw before they even, unless there's those times when it's 10-0 in the third inning, and now you're like, oh, we have the 10-0 script now.
We have to go by we have to divert from the script. Yeah.
We're gonna throw someone struggling that was struggling. We're gonna get him some innings now, you know?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Exactly.
And that brings me to a good point that I like for betting. I love to bet those first five innings over like the whole game. Because I find it's easier to work out what they're going to do in those first five innings. Cammy, do you find the same thing, or do you like betting the whole game?
I like betting the whole game based on the fact of just the previous record. That's why I like betting the whole game. I don't like betting the – I feel that it could just go so many different ways in that first half. Like it could be in the first few innings, sorry, not half, the first few innings. So I just like –
No, go ahead.
No. You already interrupted me, Mike. Go ahead.
Hey, I'm good at doing that. I got to stop doing that. But go ahead. You like betting the whole game. Do you like playing the run line, or do you like nuts? I was going to ask a question to you two guys.
Yeah.
Why is the run line always set at 1.5? Why is it like that in the betting world where I'm going to take the Dodgers, I have to give up 1.5, and –
It's actually really funny because I just asked that question to Joe earlier.
Yeah.
So it was pretty good. So go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, and it's because it's like hockey. We don't see those huge spreads like we do in football. So they can't base them on anything else. So all of the books, they will go with that 1.5 or plus 1.5 because it's in their odds that it's going to be in that area, right? There are some books that will flex it to 2, but not very many. And you're getting better odds if you take that, you know, -1.5 for a team that you know is going to win.
Yeah, the scores are just so close in baseball, though. Like, the odd blowout, but, like, it's very, very competitive throughout the whole game. So it's pretty tough to...
Yeah, and let me ask you guys this question, too, as odds maker, or as bettors, too. What month is the easiest month to bet in a baseball season, in your guys' opinion?
I think when you're 1 month in, so the second month.
Yeah, good read.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. I get you. So, because, you know, it's so, like – oh, go ahead.
No, go ahead. Real quick. So, you go ahead. I have a question that's off target here.
Yeah, I was going to say something like a team – do you like betting on a team that's got a good closer that's reliable? Do you look at those things when you're betting on baseball? I'm curious about that. Like a good, legit closer. Now, if you're betting first five innings, you don't care about the closer.
No,
but the main thing with that is you're trying to find out. So if the games are if the two teams are very close in their odds to winning, then you want to bet on the closer. If they're far off, if there's a huge difference in the game, then obviously you're not going to bet on the close. You're going to bet on the whole game, or the first half, or whatever you want to do with that. When they're close games, you got to bet on the closer. The better.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I would think that, you know, and also streaks. I mean, you look at the teams that are always winning 80, 90, 100 games. The Yankees, the Dodgers, right now. Who else is winning that many games? You guys can throw them out there, but there's like probably five teams where their winning percentage is pretty – it's up there. And if you just bet them every day, you're going to come out ahead with those 162 games.
But you know what? Betting the favorites does not pay off in baseball. You actually – when you look at the stats, if you just bet those high money line favorites, like we're talking
– There's no winning in it. Like, no, there's not minus a lot of profit in it. Yeah, there's not a lot of profit in it, and there's still the chance of the upset.
So, what if you take that run line on the Dodgers every game this year, the run line? Do you think you have a good shot of coming ahead?
I think you'll win 43% of your games. In my head, 43% of the games you'll only win.
Which is about half the season, which is what they played last year. So, yeah. It's just, yeah. I don't know. Like, there's another side of the question. Like, if they're on a streak, do I keep betting? I wouldn't bet them all season, but if they're on a streak, do I keep betting the same team? Baseball is so superstitious. It's actually one of the most superstitious games I've ever seen. Hockey's bad, but they can go back and forth. Football can go back and forth. But baseball, if you're on a winning streak, it's like there's nothing, there's no different than that. You get into the other guy's heads, or they get into yours, and you're either going to win or you're going to lose. But if you're on a streak, you're going to win usually.
Well, it's funny.
You might get the odd upset, but.
Yeah. I'll never forget, because I played in the NL Central. In those three, four years I was up in the big leagues, every time we played the Pirates for a four-game series, we just felt like we're going to win 3 out of 4. Every time we played the Brewers, we felt like we're going to win 3 out of 4. That's the way we looked at it. But obviously, we'd split a lot, split. But there's certain teams where we felt like we had the edge on when we look at our starting rotation and our bullpen. You know, that's the thing. I mean, Major League Baseball, I swear, you know, you look at these gaudy paychecks that these position players are getting. Outside the closer, the bullpen doesn't get paid very much. And to me, you got to have a bullpen to win a championship. Like,
you do.
I'm not just
100%.
Saying. 100%. Yeah. You got to have
a pitcher.
That,
yeah, you got to throw that ball, man. Right. It's the difference between a hit and a strike. So it's. Yeah, it's you got to really focus on that too. And that's another follow-up question with these gaudy players that are getting paid big bucks. So I was reading about, and I can't remember the name of the company, but they basically they're like an investment company, but they invest in sports players at a young age before they've made the pros. And if they make the pros and these guys want an advance on their money before they make the pros, they say, well, we can give you an advance on your money, but you have to give us a certain percentage of your paycheck.
Is that Lloyds of London, those kind of people? You heard those?
Well, it's a company in the States. I can't remember the name of what it is. But the guy, and I just thought of this question, so I can't remember his name. And Joe will know it, I think, maybe. I don't want to throw you on the spot. That guy just signed that 300 and whatever million contract.
Oh, Padres.
Padres.
Yeah.
So he took an advance from the investment firm, and he has to pay 1% to 5%, depending on how much he took. So 50,000 to 500,000. But if he did take the 500,000, that's $32 million of his contract. Now he's getting paid 300 and whatever million dollars, but, $370 million over 14 years. Thanks, Tony. Tony, you can go back in the green room for a second. But besides that, like he could be essentially forking up $32 million of his paycheck. Have you heard of that, like those kinds of companies that are going after young guys?
Yeah, that's something new to me. I mean, obviously, these guys that get approached, are they already like a rookie in the big leagues when they get approached?
No, they're in college. They might not even make it to the pros.
Well, so I'll be honest with you. Once a college athlete, if he's playing college athletics sport, like say college baseball player, once he takes a paycheck, he loses his amateur status, and it's illegal for him to play college baseball at that point. I'm thinking this – you probably say this probably happens after the guy's done playing college ball or
– Maybe, but he's not in the pros yet.
Yeah.
He's looking for an advance. So they were saying – they said in the actual news thing it was an amateur. So maybe he's playing in a different country or whatever, and maybe that's what it is, but maybe it's not college.
Oh. You know what? I do think in Latin countries – there could be advances given them. There's no law binding those kids.
Maybe that's what it is.
Oh, that's what it is. So those kids can sign in Dominican, Venezuela, China, where I don't know. I'm not saying China, but
basically, whoever's producing baseball players. Yeah.
No, they can sign a baseball contract at 15 years old.
Oh wow.
Okay.
Yeah. That's crazy.
So this is something a little bit different. Like it's an investment firm, and they were talking like is you know instead of investing in Bitcoin, they're investing in potential players going in. For the future, whether it's baseball or hockey or football or anything else, and they can take advances, but they have to give up a certain amount of their paycheck from 1 to 5 or 1 to 10%, whatever it is. They lose a lot of money too, because not every player is going to make it to the professional. That's part of this whole ad. Yeah. But I'll let you think about it for a second. I know Joe wants to run our commercial here.
I do.
Take a couple seconds off. So awesome, do that, and then we'll answer that after.
So don't forget, we're powered by, I can't say it, Cammy P.
Stables Media. But Joe,
are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? In the USA, please check out wagerattack.com. Use promo code HNG. In Canada, VIPBets.com. Promo code HNG will get you a match deposit up to $500.
Guys, you know how many times I tried to interrupt
I love the applause after. I didn't even hear the applause in the when you sent me the video. But that is super corny and tacky, and I love it.
I know.
We're all about corny and tacky here.
Absolutely. We had to have that applause in there. I thought it was hilarious.
So Mike, my question to you is, if you say you're from Venezuela or whatever, and you don't have any money, and you're potentially a star player. You know you're the best in your country or in your team or whatever the case may be, and you say, you know what, I need 50,000 or 500,000, and these guys approach you and they're like, they'll sign you, but you have to give up 1 to 10% of your paycheck. Are you willing to do that? And maybe you're not as good as you thought, and you sign a contract with the MLB for, say, $1 million for 2 years, or I don't know what I'm just throwing out numbers, but say it's a lower contract.
Got it.
Are you worth giving that up for that money? Depends on what situation you're in, I guess, but.
Right. Well, you hear about in the States, like Reggie Bush for USC got a house, got a car. I don't know. He got busted. That's why Pete Carroll got fired. And
yeah.
I mean.
So I can't make the Hall of Fame either.
Yeah. So that basically, you can't do that kind of stuff in the States unless you're done with your amateur career. But like agents right now, you know, when you get an agent, say, you're going to be a potential first round draft pick. Well, you sign with that agent. He's going to negotiate your contract. You got to give him, I think the going rate's like 4%, 3%, 3 to 4% rep for baseball. So whatever you get your signing bonus, you got to give him right off 3 or 4% of your signing bonus because he negotiated your contract. And, you know, he's going to get you that Nike deal. He's going to get you that Mizuno deal or that Rawlings contract. Then your baseball card contract, and then commercials. And then look at who's doing Subway commercials right now. I thought it was funny.
I haven't seen that.
Oh, Marshawn Lynch.
No way.
No, he's doing Subway commercials. You know those?
Yeah. It's smart.
Yeah, you got to Google this. Those big tires that you do when you're doing that CrossFit?
Yeah.
OTR and farm tires. Yeah.
The commercial shows Marshawn Lynch going, I got to get to Subway or something for the $5 foot long.
And he flips the tire over and over again?
No, he gets in the tire and someone pushes the tire and he rolls all the way to Subway. But it really wasn't him. I don't know. But
anyway. That's an American commercial. I have not seen that one.
Oh, you got to Google and say Marshawn Lynch Subway, I think it was. I thought that was funny because Marshawn Lynch never talked to the media. He was a quiet guy.
I have to.
Now he's getting a paycheck from Subway, which is the worst sandwich in America.
But like Marshawn Lynch was like living, like when he retired the first time, he had not touched one salary check. He just lived off his endorsements.
Oh, yeah, totally. Sorry, I'm going to shut this door. Sorry about that. Yeah.
It's okay.
So overall, as I was getting distracted by a vacuum cleaner, so long story short, I'm just plugging my phone back in. So here's the thing that I'm still tripping on, the fact that some of these guys are getting cash advances like that before they even make it to the big leagues. But then again, Major League Baseball will pay a high school kid, a signing bonus of $2.5 million, and he's never pitched a day in the big leagues. And he's
That's
getting
crazy.
So to me, there's a lot of risk. If I'm Mr. Analytical guy. I'm surprised the analytics haven't said, let's stop drafting high school kids. Let's go after the college kids, you know. But obviously there's some kids that don't do good and they don't have the grades to get into college and they slip through the cracks. So, you know, I get it. And I'll never forget when I was playing college ball and high school baseball. I was on a team with a guy that got drafted pretty high. He was the first round supplemental pick for the Diamondbacks in their expansion draft. His name was Nick Bierbrot. And the coach was asked by the scouts, is he a student? And when if a scout asks that, if the coach gives the wrong answer, you just lose money. Your signing bonus gets a little smaller because, to me, if you're an athlete and you're a student, that means you got college to bargain with. Oh, yeah, we want to right now. Well, you know what? I want to go play college baseball and get my degree. Well, you know what? So instead of me giving you 1.5, how about I give you 2.5 because you're a student? Whereas, oh, he doesn't want to go to college. He's not going to go to college.
1.5. Yeah,
he's going to sign this. Yeah, was he going to say no?
Yeah.
No, he's not going to say no.
So, yeah, so that and I got the senior discount. I was a senior in college when I got drafted by the Astros. I was a fifth-round draft pick in 1999, and that slot, if I was a junior, would have paid me $175,000 American dollars if I would have been a junior getting drafted in that same spot. But because I was a senior, I had no place else to go. When I was done with my senior year, I only got six. I don't want to say only because it was still good money for me. I got $60,000 bucks before Uncle Sam took about 20 G's. But but overall, I mean, you know, if you have no bargaining power, these guys lose a lot of money. But, you know, but overall, I'm just happy to see baseball get going again. This is going to be fun.
Oh, it's going to be a great season. Who is your MLB team?
You know what? I get this question all the time. I grew up a Dodger fan, but there's that big but. I had to play against them. And overall, I now root for players. So, like, right now, okay. I root for Mike Trout. I want to see Mike Trout win a World Series. The Dodgers, I mean, I'm not going to be like rah-rah, go Dodgers anymore. I kind of root for – like, I like watching Mookie Betts play. That guy can ball it out. I'm going to enjoy watching Trevor Bauer pitch for the Dodgers. He's a Southern California guy, so – it's going to be interesting to see this kid play down here. And, you know, I like the backstories of certain people, you know. You know, I like to look at the guy that's the third-year guy. He's going to be arbitration eligible and, you know, what his number's going to be like. And, you know, but overall, nothing pumps me up more is when I'm looking in the sports page and I see so-and-so busted at a strip club, got stabbed in the parking lot. Did you hear this story? I couldn't believe it.
I didn't.
No, there's a dude. Oh, gosh. I can get the thing. I get the article. I was reading the – I'm old school. I eat a bowl of cereal in the morning, and I read the newspaper.
Read the paper, yeah.
Yeah, and now it's all digital, and then I'm paying more money to get a paper delivered to my house.
Yeah, I know. I'm
reading the sports page, and there's a player on the Padres, Tony Russo, and Vasu can look this up. This dude literally – Palu. I forgive me. I don't know his last name, but I just immediately when I read it, I'm like, idiot. But he's lucky to be alive. He was stabbed multiple times in a parking lot of a strip club in Florida or something. And
wait. Are you saying this was in Florida? I would have never guessed it was in Florida. That's crazy. Florida's nothing but an upstanding state. So
it's surprising. One of you guys, if Joe or Ken, if you
I'll Google it.
Just Google baseball player for Padres stabbed and comes back. And so he bragged about it. The doctor said, man, if you weren't so muscular, you'd be paralyzed or dead. But you're so muscular, you're able to beat this. There's a Padres baseball player that is – you got it?
Tony found it.
There it is.
Tony Pham?
Tommy Pham. This dude the paper today was like, yeah, I got stabbed in the parking lot, strip club, and I'm so muscular, and I made it. Those are the type of stories I look forward to reading.
Yeah.
So yeah, now will you be watching him this season, seeing how he does? Or?
You know what? If I go to a game, I'm like, hey, Tommy, you want to go to a strip club with me later?
Yeah, exactly. That's the best thing ever.
Oh, I love it. So Cam had talked about superstitions quick before. Let's hear. What kind of superstitions did you have?
Well, mine are kind of generic. Never, ever. Once those chalk lines are drawn up, never step on them. Don't ever step on them. Gonna jump over. Jump over them. Don't step on them. If you step
I'm gonna take these. Just so you know, I'm gonna take these for my slow pitch team. So
yes, don't run it. Don't touch the chalk lines. That was one of them. When you're in the bullpen, you play a lot of. There's a lot of games that we play where we're like. You know, we need a run here, need a run there. we would make up like this imaginary light switch. Someone turned the base hit light on. someone would get up and act like they're turning on a light switch. I guess that's sort of a superstition. I can tell I can tell you guys a really gross one if you want to hear a gross one.
It's a jockstrap, isn't it? You don't wash it.
Nope. So in the bullpen, no, it's a bullpen thing, and I won't name names unless you want me to.
Yeah, I do.
Of course. We want all the names.
Yeah, there's a ritual that happened in our bullpen. Oh, gosh. This is pretty funny. So anyway, around the third inning, it was like clockwork. These us baseball players are clockwork when we have to go to the bathroom. And there's a bullpen. there's a bathroom in the bullpen, right? And it never fails. The first guy that has to take a number two doesn't flush the toilet. Just leaves it in there, right? So
does it on purpose. There,
oh, God. There was players on our team that would not flush the toilet. And we're like, why are you doing that? We want you to admire what's in the toilet. So it was pretty bad. And it was like if so-and-so didn't take his dump in the third inning, he wasn't going to have a good game. So we made sure this guy, our closer, had a good time going to the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
It was pretty
Does he have to like force it? Because we're all on like timelines. At least I am. I'm on a schedule with my poops. My poops are basically between 7 and 7:30 in the morning. So I don't know if I could force one out at night in the eighth inning during this time.
Well, that's another thing. Baseball players are very. We have a routine. Every major league baseball player has a routine. If it's I got to eat pasta before I pitch, chicken the night before I throw, or if I pitch 3 days in a row, I'm going to eat a big steak and have a nice big glass of wine. I don't know. But, but when you get to the baseball field, you get there, whatever time you get there before batting practice, there's a period of time where you go into the kitchen and you make a ham sandwich or you make a turkey sandwich or, in Houston, we had a – it was in Minute Maid Park is really nice. There was a whole, we had a cook that would grill us the best burgers. And I'm like, who would eat a burger before they pitch or play baseball? But I tried it a couple times and it wasn't so heavy, but we're drinking our supplements. We weren't taking HGH or anything. I wasn't taking any of that shit, but everybody's drinking a protein shake. And when you're drinking those protein shakes, yeah, you get pretty regular.
Yeah, I know exactly. I have the protein shakes every day too when I work out, but usually have a timeline with it. So,
no, but, I didn't. Wait. Stephanie says, do you wear the same underwear? No, but it's very funny. I had a superstition my first couple years in pro ball was I had to wear butt huggers. No,
butt huggers. Butt hugger?
Yeah, butt huggers are just like tight underwear.
like whitey tidies.
Whitey tidies, yeah. And you know what? I'm going to tell you guys a little in on this. In my 10 years of playing professional baseball, three of them almost in the big leagues, three, four, whatever, I never wore a cup. I never wore a cup for protection.
No? And, oh, yeah, you've seen that before, too. That's crazy. You're absolutely nuts.
I didn't like it. I had a good leg kick when I pitched, and it just would rub, and I didn't like wearing a cup. And thank God I never got hit there. But overall – the tidy whities keep the kids packed tight close to your body, so you're all right.
Good to know.
But anyway. Okay.
Sorry, quickly, right before – actually, do we want to play another one or are we good?
We're good.
Okay, we're good. Sorry.
All right.
We're good.
Yeah. But overall – oh, that's why you're nuts. Yeah, nuts. They were packed tight.
I think Stephanie has a thing for Mike, so yeah.
Oh, I know. But
okay.
Yeah, now I wear boxers. But if I'm playing, if I'm playing slow pitch softball, I'm wearing back my tidy whities again. I just do. I don't know what it is. It's just tidy.
I can't believe you don't have them in reach. Like what? 2 weeks ago on that Zamore, you pulled them out. Like, I'm really disappointed. You did.
I know. I'm in the backyard.
I have seen your whitey tidies.
And they're from Costco. Costco whitey whiteys. But oh my God, if you haven't worn them in a long time and then you put them on, they don't feel too comfortable anymore.
No, we're socks. We're socks all the time now.
Oh yeah. Another thing I used to do, one more superstition to do was I always had to basically in the bullpen, I had to bring a little bit of shaving cream in the pitcher's bag. I always had to basically get the rosin bag. You just put a little shaving cream on your hand with the rosin bag, and it creates this nice sticky stuff on your hand.
Yeah, a little sticky. Yeah, 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 yeah. Shaving cream. Yeah, for sure.
So it helped me grip the ball without using pine tar. But it's
so just so the guys don't know that are watching, but like gripping the ball, like when you have something sticky in your hands, what does that do for the ball? Can you get a better spin on it? You can do.
Yeah, yeah, it's just a better grip for the ball, and yeah, you can control the spin better. Yes,
you can get that spin on it. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, but if you look at a baseball player and he never shows you the under brim of the hat, veteran pitchers will put a bunch of pine tar right here because every time they mess with their hat, that means
yeah, to grab it a little bit on the thumb, rub it on the ball. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I like it. I didn't know that.
I never dipped tobacco and me. No.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what she meant. I had no clue what she meant by that.
Yeah, it's the difference.
Well, I knew what Stephanie meant in her terms, but yeah, no, with baseball terms, no, he did not.
No, it's cool. But yeah, but overall, I do want to coach one day, but that's down the road. So we'll see how it goes. I'm coaching Little League right now, so it's fun.
Hey, you know what? From what it sounds like, you know what you're doing. You've had the experience in the show, so I think you're going to be fine. I think you can do well out there.
But overall, I'm going to be leaning on you guys for some baseball picks because as a player, we were told never to bet on baseball, a.k.a. Pete Rose style. Don't bet on baseball. But now I'm not playing anymore. So
not when you're in the game. When you're out of the game and you're retired, you can bet it all you want.
Yeah. I'll dab, but, you know, because there's a game every flipping day.
Yeah.
A lot of games every day.
There are so many games.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but – But I'm just curious, do you think the books make more money during NFL or during Major League Baseball season?
You know what? I think it's overall. Because
I think it's based – sorry, go ahead.
No,
sorry.
Go ahead.
Sorry.
I was
I think
done.
It's based
I
on
said...
the... I think it – nope. Yep.
Cam, no, would you freaking talk? Up. Go.
All right, I'll do it. Joe, ladies first. Go ahead. What do you think?
No, I'm going to let Cam talk. I was going to say, I think it's over the full year. I think it wavers too much in the books. I don't think there's one sport over another. Cam, your turn.
Really? You don't think the NFL makes Vegas makes more money on one sport than the other?
I don't. I think it's really steady. I really do.
Cam, what you
so
got?
I'm a little bit opposite, but not opposite. I think it's based on region. So I've been to Virginia. I've been there lots, and they're more focused on college football and NASCAR. I've been to a few other states with NFL and NFL and baseball, a little bit of NASCAR, but it's more based on I think it's based on region. To be honest with you, I don't think it's based on one thing or another. I think it's based on what state you live in and what their sport is. Baseball is
you know
huge.
What's crazy,
but
yeah, but crazy. I got.
I don't think that. Sorry, I went dead here. I don't think it's based on the actual sport. I think it's based on like where you're from in the States. What's big in that area?
What about Joe? Do you guys take? Do you see action on golf?
I personally don't. Cammy P is good at betting golf.
Oh,
and he can't hear us.
We got technical difficulties. Reset, Cammy.
We absolutely do. So while we have technical difficulties, I'm going to say Tony is saying, absolutely, Gallo, don't invite Cammy on tomorrow. And Stephanie's saying, yes, Cammy is picking on me as a guest. I don't know. Hey, Steph, I don't think he's picking on you. I know he loves
Fuck
you.
Sakes.
Oh,
but we can hear you. We can hear you,
he's
Cammy.
Frozen. It's his internet.
I know. I can't hear you guys though. Sorry, and I can't even see you guys anymore.
Oh no, Cammy!
Organize the thing.
Someone text Cammy. Someone text Cammy. He has to log out and then log back in.
Yeah, I'm gonna text him that right now. Before he keeps swearing at the thing. Mike, what a pleasure it is having you on.
This is the seventh inning stretch.
Okay, I told him to go in and out.
Yeah,
hopefully he understands what that means. we will see here. But, okay, so I wanted to hear your story. You had a story that you were referring to on That's Amore about batting averages and when things weren't going right. What did you guys do?
Oh, yeah, yeah. So a lot. If you have not seen Kevin Costner's movie, Bull Durham, I highly recommend you guys go see that movie. Go check it out. But basically, if you're in a slump, pitchers can do it too, but mainly for the hitters. Obviously, if they're married, you can't be doing this stuff when you're married. But you basically have to hook up with somebody that's on the larger side called a slump buster. And basically, they're called a slump buster is because once you give them some loving, you're going to be all right. You get to the ballpark the next day, and then you're going to get your hit, and you'll be off your slump. You won't, you know, basically, it's like good karma, good aura to have a slump buster, I guess. So, but I've been told before that, oh, there he is. Cammy, I got you. Oh, I did. It was just the heartbeat again. But the whole thing was, if you're in a slump and your batting average dips to about 205, you got to hook up with somebody that's over your batting average. So it gets pretty intense, but it doesn't happen. Oh yeah, slump busters. Many stories on that topic.
So is that what you call them, slump busters?
Yeah, but not to their face. You don't tell any woman that. You don't
tell- oh my God, no, not to their faces. Oh, that would be terrible.
No. But you know, I mean, you go to the local bar and you try and find but you know, it can't be that obvious though. You know, she can't know you play baseball. You know, there's certain rules about it, but Cammy, can we get you now?
Yeah, I can hear you now, but it's an echo.
You're good, man. You need a shot of whiskey.
I know, right?
All right, we got you. We're talking about slump busters. Yeah, but then that looks good. See, it's Monday. I can't drink today. That's against my religion.
So one day you can't drink.
Just Mondays.
Yeah, Mondays.
No, but you know, when Monday night football comes back, then I start drinking beer again on Monday. So, but overall, you know, the thing is, I'm very bad with predictions when baseball season starts. People ask me, who do you think is going to win the World Series? Well, you know, obviously being in Southern California, everybody's like, Dodgers are going to win the World Series again. But overall, I just want to see a dark horse. Like, look at the Astros in 60 games. They're not cheating now, and they make it pretty far in this COVID tournament, you know. But the overall thing is, you know, the Astros played pretty well, and to get that far and to play Tampa Bay in the American League Championship, right? Was it the American League? Yeah, the ALCS.
Yeah.
But you know, I like seeing those underdog teams all of a sudden string off a 15-game winning streak, or I don't know, win. 15 out of 20 or something, and they're in the playoff hut. So
absolutely. Damn.
We gotta get Beats to sponsor the show, and then we get free Beats. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that's exactly what we need.
So my headphones are actually good. I just scratched my ear and hit the button by accident.
Oh, that happened.
Shut me down.
Yeah. Nope. Hey, do I sound good? Because literally I'm not using any headphones. I'm just talking through my iPhone.
Yeah, you sound fantastic.
You sound great.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, you're always great.
But when I don't use earphones with my phone, they're getting some sort of echo. You're not getting an echo now, right?
No, we're good. No,
okay.
You're perfect.
Yeah. No, I'm not perfect on my side. I'm getting an echo. Everything I say is getting repeated to me right now.
Oh,
so yeah, I hate that.
I got interviewed today on the Dodger Talk.
Yeah, you're saying that.
Yeah, it was a delay. So everything I was saying, I could hear on a delay, and it's irritating. Yeah.
Because you had your radio on the whole time.
No.
Sir, turn off your radio. We cannot understand what you're saying. You have to stop doing this right now.
Well, I think there's a delay because in case someone goes nuts on the radio, they could cut you off, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure. They didn't know what to think of you, Gallo.
Yeah. But wait, I have a feeling you guys, do you have more questions for me about anything else? Is there any other questions?
I have one question for you. But it's not about baseball. It's about hockey. And then we're going to get off the line of this. So top 10. I know LA isn't in it.
You're in a playoff spot right now.
What are you thinking? You know, I got – so I'll just read them off real quick from first to 10th. Leafs, Panthers, Lightning, Hurricanes, Capitals, Oilers in six. Oilers in six.
Blackhawks.
That's his team, if you didn't realize.
I get it.
Jets, Bruins, Islanders, and that's it.
So yeah, but then we have Vegas Flyers.
Oh, wait. Do you want to know where...
Kings are at 18th. Calgary's at 19th. So, Gallo, you're above me.
Hey, I can scroll down to find LA Kings.
Wait. 18th. Are you going down the standings right now, sir?
Yeah.
Overall.
Oh, so where are the Kings in these standings?
18th.
Oh, 18th. Oh, okay, 18th. Okay. So how many teams make the playoffs? 16,
well, it's a shortened season, yeah. So I don't have that actual answer. It's a shortened season.
I know. So right now, the standings are bullshit because you want to know one big thing? Canada doesn't play any American teams yet, so we don't know shit yet.
Yeah, that's very true. But
so
my Flames are in 19th
Gallo
position.
Gallo is not upset or happy or what about the LA being in 18th?
Hey, once the playoffs start, with the way this format's going this hockey season – does that mean they will not – it'll be a Canadian team in the final and an American team in the final? Is that what it is?
No. So once the playoffs start, they'll sequester them into one rink. So they'll be like in one hotel and they'll play those teams as they go through. But if LA doesn't pick up their pace in 18th place, you don't have to worry about them being in the playoff.
Well, to me, I'll be honest.
16 teams in the playoff.
I know, but I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to Blackhawks. Look at Lady D.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Lady,
Cammy
Lisa,
and Lady
those
D.
are going to fall apart anytime.
Well, here's my thing. Being an LA Kings fan, you look deep into the deep waters of the LA Kings minor league system. And do you know that the LA Kings have the number one ranked minor league system as far as prospects in the NHL? Are you aware of that?
I don't doubt that, actually.
I love your Kings. I really do.
The
they
Kings,
made me a lot of money.
I usually like the Kings. Just last 2 years. I mean, kind of eh. But
no,
from last year to this year, they're huge up.
I know. But, hey, I'm going to tell you something. I get a lot of shit for this. I'm not a big fan of our coach who coached for the Sharks all those years, took those number one seeds, and the Sharks never won a cup with that sparkling team that kicked everybody's ass during the season. And I'll never forget, I went up to San Jose for game 7 when the Kings were down 3-0 and they came back and won 4 straight against them. And now that guy's our coach. And I'm like, this guy's never going to win a cup for us. But they're all saying, oh, we could develop our kids. And I'm like,
I know. They always say that shit too.
Yeah. But hey, but the jury, I'm going to tell you guys something on the local media here and the social media. Rob Blake and Luke Robitaille were getting blasted. Like, what are we doing? We need to get rid of these guys making all the team decisions. But now all of a sudden they string off 5-6 wins in a row. And we're like, oh my God, they deserve a lot of credit.
They're
like,
genius.
I know, but I'm just saying, look, let the season play out. But I'm kind of bummed up. They're not playing a full 82 game season, right?
Nope. It's only short 50 season.
Yeah. So, you know what? This season will be fun, but it'll still have a little COVID asterisk next to it because it didn't play a full season.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It makes it difficult. So I can't wait till we get back to full regular seasons.
I know. Hey, and I was going to ask you guys this. Mm-hmm. If COVID numbers are going down like they're going, do you guys have access to the bubble, wherever that bubble is, to get tickets if it's close to your guys' house? Can I come out there?
Nope, not right now. We're we're actually up on numbers in Calgary.
Oh,
so we can't go to games.
See, right now we got schools opening up at the end of the month down here finally, but it's like really
honestly, British Columbia, if you want to go see like a Vancouver game, you're fine. You can go there and see them. But
they're letting fans in at Canucks?
No, not yet, but they will be in the next stage pretty soon.
Right. Hey, Vegas just announced today they're letting fans into their arena. And like next week, I think, or 2 weeks, they're letting fans in.
Well, that's where we all need to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Hey, I already looked.
But you guys are going to have so many cases like open up pretty soon.
Well, right now, they're just everybody's getting vaccinated. Everybody's getting stuck. Did you guys get stuck yet? Did you get a vaccinated?
No, we're way behind. We didn't order the proper amount. So, like, I think in our age group, we're like 2022 June.
Holy shit. You can't get a vaccination until next year?
In my age group.
What about your job?
They don't care. I can work from home.
We're here by essential workers and stuff.
I'm not essential services.
Oh, you're not? We got to make essential, sir.
Yeah.
But overall, you know, hustle and grind. I love it. I love it.
I'm, yeah, tonight.
But, hey, so are you guys going to get baseball picks when the season starts?
Absolutely. Yeah, yes. We will be giving those away. And I have to tell you guys, when I'm betting baseball, when we bet baseball, we look for those underdogs with the better pitcher. And that's where we're going to be putting our money. We're not going to be giving you the minus 400 picks. So
you know, no. You could throw
I refuse.
You could throw the minus 400 in it, like on a 5-team parlay, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you can. You, for sure. Yeah. I always hear these guys looking for like locks. Like, what's the lock? I don't know if there's such a thing as a lock.
I know.
An underdog can win.
Are you guys doing any futures bettings at all? Like with like, who do you think's going to win the National League pennant? Who's going to win the American League pennant? Are you guys doing
so? Did you ask that, Joe, already to Mike?
No.
Okay, ask it.
Mike, who do you think is going to win the World Series?
Okay, well, I'll break it down. I think it's going to be.
He's been waiting.
I have. It was on my list. Look, I got all these questions, and you guys keep talking, and I can't ask anything. Oh, no, I'm joking.
Ask them. No, but no. I'm going to say that in the American League, it's too tough to say. I mean, I haven't really studied the American League too well as far as who's got the best pitching. We all know that Tampa Bay is going to be strong again, but they lost Snell. You know, but other than that, they're scrappy. But you know what? I'm going to come up with a dark horse here and say Madden, the coach of the Angels here, is going to make some noise in the American League West. But I'm going to say Dodgers, and it's too tough. I don't know. Astros. Dodgers, Astros.
But well, throw one guess, Mike. Who's going to win?
Who's going to win?
World Series.
I think it's LA's to lose.
Yeah, they're at plus 450. Okay. So if you bet them right now, it's plus 450 for them to win the World Series.
Okay. So it's 4-1 odds, almost 5-1 odds to win the World Series right now?
Yeah.
Give me 2,000.
So place some money on it either way.
I'm taking that. That's a good bet. That's smart money.
Yeah, it is a good bet.
But hey, your money has to sit in some bettor's bank for and make interest.
Well, I mean, how much are you going to bet? Like, at the end of the day, better –
I don't know. You can bet. We're going to get a stimulus check here from our president.
I'll just take that. Biden? Is it Biden? They closed down our pipeline so we can't get oil to you guys.
That's
good. Biden from the Saudis.
Hey, don't worry.
Sorry, we're not going to get into that. I'm sorry.
Trump's going to be back in 2024. The pipeline will be reconnected. Don't worry.
Okay.
But anyways, hey, give me some more. Any more baseball questions?
No, I think oh, Joe, do you have one anymore?
There was a couple earlier that maybe I will go back and grab. Hang on. They're all the way up. We've had tons of questions. And thank you guys for everybody listening.
I can tell you guys my favorite road trip cities are. I can give you my top two cities.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Pittsburgh. If you ever get to Pittsburgh, go to a Pirates game in Pittsburgh on a weekend. It's fun. And of course, Chicago. I love Chicago.
Oh yeah. That'd be fun.
Wrigley Field's awesome. Oh
yeah. That's who
says Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Joe Kelly getting a little cocky. I'm not a big Joe Kelly fan. Basu. You know, he got so mad at the Astros and, you know, did you guys see that meme? Not a meme, but he had a Dunkin' Donuts coffee, and on it was like he was talking smack again about the Astros. I think it was. I'll send that to you guys.
Yeah, you have to. I can't remember that one.
So guys, I planned for an hour here, and I really have to pee now. Like I've really like done my thing to get an hour out of this. So I have to put you guys on mute for a second.
No number two.
Well, hopefully not. And he doesn't have his dog anymore to go look at it. So
yeah. And by the way, he just got up. I was going to tell him that funny. I'll tell him the funny story.
He still has his earphones in, so he can hear you.
Okay. So, mind you, I didn't have any babies or kids or anything when I was playing baseball, and guys were taking like baby wipes into the bathroom with them, and I'm like, "What are you guys using baby wipes for? What are you doing with those wipes?" And they went, "Really? You got to ask?" They go, "Haven't you wiped a baby's ass for?" I'm like, "No." And they're like, "Dude, it works. It works for babies. Why wouldn't it work for us?" I'm like, "And you know what? Now, I live and die by it now. I don't use toilet paper anymore."
Good to know, Mike.
But I use the adult ones. I used the adult one. Tammy.
So same thing. I don't use toilet paper until the end. I use wipes to clean it up, and then I do a little drying, and that's it.
Yeah,
it's actually the most glorious thing in the world.
I feel like I know way too much about you guys now.
But my old house, I had a bidet, and it was wonderful. Most glorious fucking thing I ever had in my life.
You guys
turn on warm water, and then you just like sit on there and just crank it up and just cleans everything. It's so nice.
Wait, time out. Did you guys know that Amazon, the number one selling thing in America during COVID times, because we had toilet paper short, were these hookup bidets to your toilets here, because no one has them.
No.
That was crazy.
I had a real bidet, though. I had an extra separate toilet. It was a bidet.
No, but wait a minute. If you read the instruction on those wet wipes, it says use toilet paper first, finish with the baby wipes. That's what it says, but I never do that. I just don't even use toilet paper anymore.
I just dry myself. Just wipe it off, dry it yourself, pat yourself nice, and that's good.
No, keep it wet, baby. No. Anyways, moving on. But no more poop stories. We're good with that.
We're good.
But no.
I don't even know what to say. I'm speechless. I'm like, okay, I didn't need to know it about either of you.
In the minor leagues, though, we had a guy pretty much shart on the mound. It was the funniest thing ever. He sharted and he called timeout and said, I have to go to the bathroom. It was the most they didn't stop the game. We had to just change pitchers. It was that bad. The guy sharted.
You have to. You can't pitch in a wet diaper.
Nope.
You can't do it.
Nope.
It's up in their crack. It's all over the place. No. Gets itchy after a while. No.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, another good minor league story I can give you guys. If you see Pedialyte in the dugouts,
it's awesome. Hungover.
If he's drinking the Pedialyte, that means he had a night of partying. Yeah, but I don't see
it. Pedialyte, I live on that shit when I'm hungover. Go over there, chug a Pedialyte.
Pedialytes. Oh, I never.
It's awesome.
I never drank it.
Gatorade?
Everyone thought they were just for babies. They're not. Fucking babies. We can drink these as adults, and we can just get rehydrated. Electrolytes. It's awesome.
I can tell you guys a nightmare story that I had with an energy drink. It was called Redline. And a guy in our bullpen brought in a bottle of Redline, and he's like, he always drank half of it before he pitched. And I'm not lying. He goes, dude, you got to try this. Because sometimes, I'll be honest with you, we're on the road in the minor leagues. There's no fans. You need something to get you going, you know? So yeah. I'll never forget. I didn't read the warning label. I drank a whole bottle in one sitting, and I did have food in my stomach. But literally, mind you, I drank this thing at about 9:30 at night.
What is it?
I didn't go to sleep till 9 o'clock the next day because I just
it's basically cocaine in a bottle.
Oh my god! It says you could die. You could die if you drink the whole thing. So I didn't.
And they sold this at like grocery stores.
Just like that story you talked about earlier, it was your muscles that really saved you.
No, I know, and it was right when Call of Duty came out for Xbox.
You were jacked.
I was like this. And I had the music blaring. My neighbors are pounding on the wall. Turn that shit down. I was like,
just playing you like this and turn your head around. And just
I had the earpiece. And I'm like, he's hiding in the house. I mean, I really thought they probably thought I did crack that night or something. I don't know. It was bad. So now I stayed away from it because I really felt my heart doing this. It was just like coming out of my chest. I was getting scared.
That is not good. That was when?
That was like triple A. Or no, it might have been. Oh, I was in some small towns in single A, Battle Creek, Michigan. Oh my god. The Kellogg cereal was there. It was crazy. My host family that hooked me up there in Battle Creek, Michigan. They had a family member work for Kellogg cereal. They asked me at the time, "What's your favorite cereal?" I'm like, "I'm a cereal freak," and that was right when the Rice Krispie Treat cereal came out. I was like, "Give me all!" And I got a case of this cereal. I got to take it home. Oh my god, they don't even make that cereal anymore. That was my favorite cereal.
Wow, I'm sorry they don't make that cereal. I'm pretty sure Cammy P can't hear us anymore. He was
I can hear you, but if I talk, is it bad?
No,
it's fine. It's fine. You're good, bro. I didn't know what you were doing.
I think my earphones out because I just keep Mike's getting me all excited and I'm like, hey, my earphone, turn them off, turn them on.
I might be talking too loud too. That could be blowing your ears out. Am I talking too? I might have been talking too loud.
Oh. Well, now I can barely hear you guys, but that's just because my phone sucks. So
no, just turn up the volume, sir.
We're professionals here on Hustle and Grind, and this is not an issue. So sorry, guys.
Hey, you know that song you guys got to play for your intro? Every day I'm hustling. Can you play that, or would that be a copyright issue?
I think copyright issue. Otherwise, we would. I think, okay, so for YouTube, it will be, I think for Facebook and Instagram, we can play 15 seconds. But
and then you have to say this song is by so and so.
Yeah, exactly.
I think we're like 18 minutes over, so we should probably play our ad and you know say goodnight to everybody. Hey. Mike, thanks so much, man.
Hey, anytime.
I love having you on. I love making fun of you because you're really easy to make fun of, and it's such a good time. I want you on more, so no, we're gonna set up some more episodes with you in there, and then and Tony, we'll bring Tony on as well, and we'll just put him in the green room.
I know.
That guy. Who cares?
I was just going to say.
And Joe, anything else you want to say? Or Tony, last words.
Tony says no, no, no.
No, no, no.
Like, I was thinking the song Bye, 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 but he says no.
I just want to say when the season gets going and there's some good storylines, invite me on. I like to give my opinion on a lot of things.
We absolutely will.
Tony, Mike, you're always welcome on the show. Always.
Love you guys.
Always.
We love you too. So. Thank you so much, you guys. You've been listening to Hustle and Grind. Our guest today is Mike Gallo and Cammy P.
Well, I'm not a guest. I'm a host.
No.
Hey, you know,
I was handing it over to you.
I guess I'm getting fired here at some point, people.
So at some point
in the near future, you're going to be able to watch this show and you're going to see that Cam has been fired. There'll be some other person in my place for me. So thanks for having me on here, Joe. I really appreciate it, Joe.
I was handing it to you.
Cammy's got a great shirt. Cammy's got a great shirt on, too. I like your shirt, Cammy.
I like having you on it. So we're going to be doing this more often, Mike.
Love you guys.
Honestly, I love having you on here because I just like to – you can make fun of me. I can make fun of you. We're good to go.
Amen. And we can talk about –
I make fun of Joe, and she gets a little sensitive and mad and everything else.
I know. Like, we can talk – yeah, we can talk about wet wipes.
Wet wipes.
We'll get a wet wipe sponsor.
Okay. So – Cam, I was handing it over to you to say who we're sponsored by because I will never say that because I don't want to take your little role on.
Hey, yeah. We've had a great show tonight. I really appreciate Mike Gallo coming on. I really appreciate you, Joe Madden. And I really appreciate Staples Media, as well as we are sponsored by Wager Attack and VIP Bets. So if you're in the States, it's Wager Attack. In Canada, VIP Bets. Join us, guys. And Joe was going to tell you about our Patreon account. We want you guys to get involved in that. We want to sell you guys our bets. And we have a pretty good percentage. We're around 70%. I think we had an ROI of about $2,000 last weekend on $100 bets. So we're going to kill it. Join us.
Absolutely. So the Patreon link will be below you guys. Make sure you check us out. Next Monday, we'll be back. 6 o'clock Pacific. 7 o'clock Mountain Standard. I'm going to run a couple ads and you guys have a fantastic night.
Love you guys.
Are you looking for a reliable sports book that you can trust? In the USA, please check out wagerattack.com. Use promo code HNG. In Canada, VIPBets.com. Promo code HNG will get you a match deposit.
Hey, are you looking for a sports podcast that's more than the stats and the rankings that you already saw on your pop-up notifications? Are you looking for a feel-good story that will motivate you? Do you ever wonder what happened to your favorite athletes after they retired? If you answered yes, then I have good news. Hey, my name is Kayla Branham, and I'm inviting you to listen to the Legacy After the Locker Room podcast. You can find it on all your favorite podcast platforms, or you can watch the live stream on Staples Media on Facebook every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. I'm committed to creating hope and possibility through sports, and I challenge you to live your legacy. Again, Legacy After the Locker Room, every Saturday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central, Staples Media on Facebook.
Bye, guys.